Now, this is Channel 2 Right, and I'm setting it up for Miss Daisy this Thursday morning, the 8th of July, 1971. Channel 2 Right. Channel 2 Right, and I'm setting it up for Miss Daisy this Thursday morning, the 8th of July, 71. Thursday morning, I'm setting it up for Miss Daisy this Thursday morning, the 8th of July, 71. I can't hear.
Uncle Gil looked like he'd been out half the morning.
Yeah. Oh, I bet he'd been out ever since early this morning. He gets up and get out. He can't go far. He tickles me. I can't do much walking, but I can take a hoe and do a lot with a hoe. I said, well, that's good. I said, some folks can't hoe.
And everybody around him works too.
Yes, ma'am. They have to. Of course, Monroe, he worked when he home. He worked on Saturdays round home. He worked hard all the week. But they is smart. That's a smart family.
Now that big old barn there, back of Uncle Gil, well, that was a house, wasn't it?
That was a house that goes to Raya, that part. That's the goal of the house.
Yeah.
That goes to Raya's part.
I heard you say something was smart.
I was just talking about the Gill family.
Oh, yes. All of them smart, aren't they?
Smart. All of them smart. The girls and the boys. Now, he got a girl in Palm Beach. She used to work out when she first went there. But I don't know, something happened to her health or something. Now, she don't work out. She sews. She's a seamster. And a good one.
But she's still smart.
She sews all the time. Now he got a girl and with Grover Park. She drives a school bus every day.
They got now let's see. Oh, they just there's three of them over there, Raya and Monroe.
See, Raya's wife, she teaches school. She teaches school. He's
you.
A carpenter.
Yeah. Three in a row. All of them smart, Miss.
All of them smart.
What is Monroe's wife? Did she say?
Uh huh.
She worked too.
Monroe's wife.
Uh-huh.
She teaches school.
She teaches school too.
Yes.
Well, Lord help us. Goodness.
I never saw such a yard as Uncle Gil has.
Such a yard.
Great big and looks like a park.
Oh, is it?
And who do you think takes care of that big yard? Who do you think takes care of Uncle Gil's yard?
Monroe.
They do it together.
Oh.
You see, Monroe, he stays there with Mr. Gil. Monroe and his wife, they live there with Mr. Gil. They see rightly. That ain't always been Mr. Gil's house. Before Monroe married, he remodeled the old house and put that house there. It's a nice house, too.
I've been in it. It's nice.
Yes, sir. It's a nice house. Well, that's where Monroe and his wife and his father and his wife, they lived there together. Riley lived by himself, him and his family.
But I still think the prettiest old house is the one Adams lived in.
Adam lived in. Well, it's an old house. I think that place used to belong to
Robertson.
That old place up there.
Yeah.
Didn't it?
I just remembered what you said.
Uh-huh. I think that's who Riley got it from. Ms. Robertson calls. The old man, he died quite before she did. So I think he bought the place from her. Well, now, I don't know whether Raya sold his daddy a spot there or give him a spot on that place. You see, all that's the same place. Where Gil and all of them stay there.
Oh, that's all the old Robertson place.
Huh?
That's all the old Robertson place.
Yeah. I'm thinking all down there where Adam lived.
I never seen Adam's house.
You ain't never seen Adam's house?
But
me and Miss Ma see.
What does it look like?
It looked like it's falling down, but I don't really hear it.
Yeah, I need some work.
His swing is still down on the porch where he used to sit.
Mm-hmm. It's been there a long time.
Yes, it's been there a long time.
Because Adam didn't bother, did he?
Mm-mm. Adam didn't bother. They give it to Adam, to Robertson's. I believe that's who it was.
Now, how did you tell me that? What did you tell me about how he got it?
How Adam got it. When the owners of the place sold the place, then Riley went to buy it. They told him, so I'll sell you the place. All but the house Adam lived in. And if you will promise me that Adam can stay in that house till he dies, that's where I want him to stay. So I'll sell you the whole place. So Raya agreed to that and he stuck to it. Adam just stayed there for nothing. Because, they didn't charge him nothing to stay there. And they didn't mean for Riley to start charging nothing.
Yeah.
And he didn't. He just stayed there. So I don't know what Riley will do with it now. Just let it sit there and fall down, I guess.
Yeah.
Because he don't need it for nothing.
Now, your understanding is Adam had worked for these people?
Yes, sir. He worked for them long as they lived.
Yeah.
Well, he didn't have nothing to do but keep up the yard, take care of the chickens, and things like that.
Yeah.
That's what he done.
Yeah.
For them.
Well, did they farm?
Hmm? Tom Robinson.
Uh-huh.
I don't know nothing about they
you
farming.
Don't know.
No, I don't know nothing about they farming. They might have did, but I don't know nothing about it.
Well, I'm just thinking now, how would Adam make a living just taking care of the chickens
they
in the yard?
They paid him for what he done.
Was that enough to make a living?
Take care of him.
Has enough to take care of him?
Must have been. He lived a long time after they was gone. Now, Adam would have him a garden.
Oh.
He'd sell vegetables and things. He used to grow watermelons for himself. He had a good little piece of ground back there on the back of his house. He'd plant peas, okra, squash, collards, beans, and things like that. We'll see Zebby would handle them for him. Zebby would take care of his truck. So that's where he left Adam lived.
Yeah.
He'd trim hedges. And my goodness, Adam cut him little hedges to live the way he charged you to do it.
Well, the way he charged you?
Uh-huh. That's right. But I didn't pay him that but once. I said I'd take my butcher knife and cut it myself before I pay that. Phil Robert. It didn't take him hardly 30 minutes to trim them two little bushes right there.
Charge you $2.
Uh-huh.
Now, he don't charge Miss Bessie any such price as that.
But he didn't. He charged her, I don't know just what he charged her, she ain't ever told me, but he charged her enough for her and didn't like the price.
Oh?
And she quit him from cutting her for a long time.
Oh?
Before he got sick. He used to cut all hours over there, so he wasn't cutting none over there.
There's a lot of hedge to cut, Miss Daisy, here, there, and yonder.
Mm-hmm. And at his price, he'd make enough down for us to buy his groceries a month. I told him I couldn't do it.
I think there must have been something wrong, because
so,
he didn't used to charge that.
Hmm? Said he used to charge.
He didn't used to.
No, he didn't used to do that. So, we got to take care of it ourselves.
Oh, I see. You didn't do it till Adam, till then. You just let Adam do it.
Yes, we just let Adam do it, as long as he was reasonable. Now, he used to cut mine for $2.
The whole shebang?
The whole shebang. Then he said everything was up and he'd have to go up on his foot. And he didn't know how high to go. Well, now he cut two. He trimmed two and charged me $2. That's $1 a bush. I told him, so he come back. I said, no, I decided I'd do it myself. I'll let it grow up once. I said, I can't pay $1 a bush for that stuff. Well, I think I got about 12 out there on the road.
And they have to be trimmed more than once.
That's right.
Well, what did he say?
He didn't say nothing.
Well, you know, Miss Daisy, when people get feeling bad, like he was for a good while,
mm-hmm.
They do curious things.
Mm-hmm.
They don't know themselves, you know, just what they're doing all the time, do they?
Mm-hmm.
So, I'd like to think about it, you know, where'd he go from your house at Miss Bessie's?
When he go from sometime, he'd finish up there. If he started to Miss Bessie's, well then he would go down to mine on to Doris's.
Yeah.
Walter. If he started to Darcy, he'd end up at Miss Bessie's. And you know, he trimmed hedges all around Jake Brown's house, Dora Mitchell's house, hopefully, and he's going to Boardman.
Oh, really?
I don't know how many houses he took care of there,
yeah.
But I know he took care of some.
Oh, that's nice. Now, you see, I never realized he did that.
Yeah, you did. But he did.
That's a good job, see?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir. Now, some of these young fellas could do things like that as one, too, couldn't they?
Till Adam got the charging so much. After they decided they wasn't going to let him do it. Darcy and Samuel takes care of us now.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes Samuel he'll trim up and he'll get with
it. He won't stop it when he gets to yours. He just keeps coming.
No. I told Darcy, I said, you could have been doing it. I said, you ain't Samuel.
They wouldn't get to lay that down under that old stinking automobile so much.
Adam's house faces the right way, Miss Daisy. It backs to the highway and faces that pretty
green field out there.
Oh, does it?
And it has a porch all the way across the front.
That's right.
Yeah.
Have you
and
been in?
And they used to grow the prettiest flowers up there. I think after he died, from one to the other, moved his flowers. He used to have flowers all on his porch and flowers out in his yard.
I remember riding by there on my horse and seeing it like a flower garden.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
But you don't see no flowers there now. I didn't see none this morning.
No, there were some plants, but I didn't see any blooming.
Now, he sprouted flowers for people.
Man, sir?
He rooted flowers for
people. Oh, yeah.
What was that? I heard y'all talking about.
I know he used to root hedge, because he got whole lots of branches from lizards down there. And wherever he trimmed, well, then he'd get branches and head them.
Yeah.
And root them. And
oh,
get them
yeah.
rooted and sell them a dollar a piece.
Yeah. Suzanne, come on in and get a cup of liquid.
Nice, man.
He farmed right smart. But most of his farming is right there in his own backyard.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, now, how far back do you know, Adam? Back to World War One? Two?
No. I never known Adam till '24. I got acquainted with Adam in '24.
How'd you happen to get acquainted with him?
Mm-hmm. Well, I known him. You know, I get acquainted with him more and more as the years passed, you see. Adam used to be a good church member. He go to church every Sunday.
Your church?
Mm-hmm. Out there. First one church and then the other. He came. Then Adam, he used to come to see us. He used to come and visit us a lot.
Just come and pay your visit?
Just sit a while and go on somewhere there. Sometime he'd be on his way to work somewhere, trim hedges or something.
Yeah.
Stop in a few minutes. That's since we've been over here.
Yeah. But you mean, since you've been over here, he used to stop and visit with you.
Yeah.
Oh. Well, good morning.
Hey. Good morning.
I asked Miss Daisy how long she'd been knowing Adam Fay.
Yeah.
I said back to World War II. She said back to 1924. Now, where did you first get acquainted with him?
With Adam? Well, I got acquainted with him in 24. Now, I can't tell you the date.
I say where? Whereabouts?
Where was that? He was at some of the, I think it's around there, to that church. I met him.
At the church place?
Yes.
Church house?
Yes, it was at the church. I used to go up to Adam's house. We used to go up there.
Going to ask you, had you been in the house?
James used to carry me up there to Adam's house.
Go visit him?
You see, him and James was close. James went up there 3 or 4 times a week to see Adam. Whenever I knew what he was going, day and night, I went with him. Because I knew he couldn't stay too long. Of course, he had to go to work.
How did it look inside, Miss Daisy? I'll have to go up there. Just, I want to see
how did Adam's house look inside?
It
looked nice in there when he was able to take
care
of it. He kept it clean. I'm talking about he kept it himself.
Yeah.
As long as he was able.
Well, I know
he didn't want nobody to do nothing for him.
Yeah. And he could.
He wanted to do it himself. After he got where he couldn't do it, he'd try. He'd fall.
Yeah.
Sometimes wait till somebody come to get him up.
He did his own cooking back there.
Yes, sir. He done his own cooking, his own everything.
Why?
I think Carrie washed for him. I think she did.
Back there?
Yeah. That's his niece. That was Luann Gill's daughter.
Oh, I don't
know. She lived right there now, by, close to her daddy. Carrie, they used to live over there on the ranch.
Oh.
But they bought and built them a house over there.
Yeah.
So they all right there now. Carrie, Ryan, Monroe, they all right there together.
Yeah.
You see, all them Gill's children.
Yeah. Well, Adam never had a family down here.
He never had a family here, but he had one in Carolina. They said they think all his children was here to his funeral. They didn't live with him. Well, you see, I think the woman he had here, somebody told me that was his second or his third wife. And she couldn't stay with him.
Oh.
She couldn't get back home.
Oh.
But when she got sick, he'd go up there. Adam go up there to see about her. When she died, he went up there to see about her.
Oh.
And
so,
first wife's children, they'd come down here to see about him every once in a while. They come when he first start getting so weak. Two of them come at one time. They want to take him back, you know, he wouldn't go. But that didn't make no difference. From one to the other, they'd seen about every week or every other week.
after he come, what'd he do? Just get up and leave his everything up there in Carolina and come down here?
I guess so. I don't know what happened up there in Carolina. When I see them, they were here.
All by himself.
He had a wife. He had somebody here with him.
I see.
I tell you, she stayed there with him as long as she could, and she just got tired of Adam's foolishness. So she went on home. And there she stayed till she died.
Well, everybody else liked him, except his wife.
Well, I don't guess you know nothing about it. But so lots of folks, you'd see them out, you'd think they were just all right. But find them out at home, you're just all wrong.
Oh.
There's plenty of folks like that. Look at them like that now.
You see them?
You just look at them and see them out. You take George Mitchell over there.
Yeah.
You just meet George and talk with him, you'd think he was just a real man.
Oh, you would.
You would. But he is not.
When he gets home,
he's the devil.
He hard to please.
Yes, right. When he gets home.
Yeah.
Anybody can please him out there. But when he go home, can't nobody please him.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he ain't nobody never had a better woman for a wife.
Well, maybe that's the trouble.
Than,
maybe she Martin. Just spoiled him.
She is. She just, I used to get so mad with her about him and I didn't have a thing to do with it.
Yeah.
Anything he tell her to do, she do. And she'd follow him anywhere as long as he let her.
Yeah.
Go to work. She do just what he do. Excuse me, fly. I don't think she'd fly.
Yeah.
But giving stuff, she's right there.
Yeah.
He go home, he go on out somewhere. She ain't seen no more till the next morning sometime.
Yeah.
Sometime she'd have to go get him. She knows where he was. She'd go get him. Bring him home. And it's George, don't you know it's time to go to work?
You know.
I said, well, he'd stay out there. I wouldn't go after him.
Yeah.
But she would.
But she didn't listen to you.
Hmm? She'd have to give him. Cool. I don't love men that hard. No. And if I'm got to work for myself, I'm not going to work for myself and nourish you and hunt you up. No, I ain't going to do it.
And Adam was like that.
Hmm? Adam was just like that.
Why, Miss Daisy?
Hmm?
I didn't know that.
So you didn't know?
Mm-mm.
Well, he was. He was just like that. I don't see. I tell them, well, they give me a bad name.
Well,
they say I'm mean,
yeah.
Is the devil.
Oh, then, huh?
I say, I'm not mean unless you make me. If you don't bother me, I ain't gonna bother you.
Well, you have a bad name, Miss Daisy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they give me a bad name.
What about?
My children say I'm mean.
Who says that?
Just because I'm made just like I'm made.
Yeah.
I wasn't made to nurse men and wash them up. I wasn't made to cloak dirt and lace. I'll work. If you're in my care, you gonna work.
Yeah.
Then you get out and go in there, I ain't got nothing to do with what you do. Live or die, die like you wanna, or like you please. I ain't got nothing to do with it.
You mean?
But if I is, you gonna work.
You mean Doris thinks you're mean?
Woo! Yes, Lord. You didn't know that?
No.
Well, she do. But I don't care. I don't care. I'll tell her one thing. I got sense enough to take care of myself. I said, you just take care of yours. Don't worry about me.
Well, that's the reason.
You see, they don't want me to work. They think I ought to sit home all the time. And when I say go home, take care of the cooking, take care of the children. Well, I done cooked and took care of mine. Why can't you take care of yours and let them cook for themselves? I don't know. I said, nah, you said stop what? Don't what? I said, what I'm going to sit down on? I said, you ain't got nothing. I said, I don't make much. I said, but that little bit I make is mine.
Yeah.
I ain't looking for nobody to get them.
Yeah.
So you can't take care of yourself. Ain't going to sit them no.
Well, now, if you stay home and take care of the children and everything.
That's all. Take care of them, that's all. Ain't no money in it.
Ain't no money in it.
Ain't no money in it.
And I wouldn't say that wasn't work.
Huh?
That's a little work, too.
That's right. You know, I used to cook for them every day. Take care of them. So, she moved to that family. So, she moved to cooking home. One thing, after Ben come home, you see him and children don't agree. Never did. He never did care for children. So she said, Mama, say I ain't gonna let them come up here and eat. I'll cook or let them cook one. So I ain't gonna let them worry Dad. And she said, you know how? I said, that's okay. That's okay. Good. Tell them no. Got the way.
But Granddaddy's not as mean as Adam.
That's all you know. That's all you know. It's the same thing I told you. You look at folks out. And you think he's just so, and he's just the other way.
Well, I've seen Granddaddy down there out at the store, down there at the church,
mm-hmm.
and he had all dressed up, and he had that hat cocked up, and you couldn't say anything but what pleased him.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yes, and you just say, I bet you would be nice to know him.
Yeah, that's what you say.
Yeah.
It'd be all right for you to know him. He'd be just as nice to you as anybody can be.
Yeah.
Oh, nice. But now I tell you what. Old as he is and sick as he is, he ought to be more faithful now to his church and his insurance. He won't pay none of it. No, he won't give the church nothing. He won't have to pay his insurance. Well, I think he gonna be buried.
Yes.
Where they gonna can for to put him in the ground?
Yes.
I told him the other day, I asked him, I said, Ben, I said, you gonna pay your pastor anything? No. I ain't gonna give nothing. I said, well, why don't you tell me one thing? I said, what do you mean by acting like you do? I said, you need a church home. I said, you can't have it if you don't buy. He said, nothing, but he didn't give me one dime.
Now, that insurance not paying it is serious.
That's right. So, you see, when he was down there and he would send me money, I'd take it and take care of his insurance and his church. But he here now. He don't give me none. Well, I can't take mine. I'm got to pay mine. a pee on it. Yeah. He ain't got to give me nothing this morning. And he don't want to, and he don't.
But he used to come across with it.
Yeah.
His insurance.
He was down there. He was, and then I asked him, I told him the other day, I said, Ben, I said, I'm going to the store, and I need something. I said, give me some money here. Lazy, I ain't got no money. I said, don't tell me that. I said, every check you got since you've been here, he gets a check every month. I said, all right. I said, last month you got two.
Two checks.
I said, sir, and what is he done with it? I said, you ain't spent it for nothing for you to eat and nothing, and you won't go to the doctor and won't do nothing. I said, don't tell me you ain't got no money. That's because I know better and other folks know better. He didn't say nothing. So Miss Myers brought his check a while ago.
Yeah.
But he'll say he ain't got no.
Yeah.
But I wished I knew where he had it. I don't know where he's putting it.
Yeah, well.
That's what I want to know.
Maybe he's not even cashing it.
His check? Yes, he is.
Yeah.
Yes, he cashing. He cashing every one. You know how I know that? James cashing to cash it.
Oh, yeah.
And we all go to work and get away from that. Before James go, James take him to get it cashed.
Yeah.
If he don't do it then, that evening, he'll come and take it.
Yeah.
Yeah. James tells us, yeah, Bull cast his check, sitting at your time.
Yeah.
I ain't seen no money. But I know
now, you never saw Adam but what he was polite.
Hmm? Oh, he was nice all the time.
You never seen him in one of his spells?
No, never did. As many of them as old man Gil had, I ain't never seen him when one was on him. But he had them.
Well, you mean he's in the same crowd?
Who, some of the man Gil? As long as he lasts, he's done wore out. Nah, he ain't nothing.
Yeah. Well,
he's got a good wife.
She don't pay attention to him.
She got a good wife. She don't say nothing bad about him. You can talk so old.
This boy, is blinded me.
What's her name, Miss Daisy?
Maggie.
Maggie.
Mm-hmm.
And she just puts up with him.
Just puts up with him. And the children think she's so tired and wore out. They used to come up here and get her. Maggie Jane, she stayed in Palm Beach. She used to come up here and get Maggie. Keep her down there 3 or 4 weeks. Oh, man, Gil, he got tired of that. He got jealous. He can't keep Maggie Jane from camp. And me, Jane, can't keep him from going with her. When me, Jane, come at Maggie now, she got Isaiah, too.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he goes and stays just as long as her. I asked Bethany. I said, well, Bethany, December, Gil went with Miss Gil to Palm Beach. I said, well, what he going to do about his Jehovah's? That's it, so he can tend it. Says plenty of it down there where he at.
Yeah.
So he won't be worried about Jehovah, because he there.
He can pick right up.
Right.
How did he get
up there? I think May Jane kept him a month this time. But old man Gil was right there. When she went, he went. When she come, he go.
And Mary Jane was taking her mama to get her away from
him.
Well,
Well, you all had a nice visit trip this morning. I'm going up there, Miss Daisy. I'm going, first time I get around to it, I'm going to take that little road up there. You can go through.
Mm-hmm. That's where you swing.
And see on
Adam's house.
Adam's house.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And that porch swing. I haven't seen a porch swing in a long time.
Well, you see the swing look old as a house, but I know it ain't. But it's just out.
They, at one time, they had some business over at the store, and Miss Daisy and Faye drove around by the old Sawyer place.
The old Sawyer's place?
Yeah.
We went down there last week.
Yeah.
By Sawyer's place.
Suzanne never has seen any house.
Didn't seen it. I
like that.
She ain't never seen a house like that.
I hadn't either.
Now, there's the front porch, and it opens on Miss Liz's old room.
Come out down to Sawyer's.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. Here's a door would come out of Liz's bedroom.
Onto the...
Come out of her own porch.
Yeah.
They got a nice front porch.
Yeah.
And a nice back porch.
And then right there, sticking out in front, is the living room.
Living room.
That's but there's no door going into that from the porch?
Yeah, yes, that's a door there. That's where James, Moses, Winnie, Hattie, he had another boy. That's their home.
Yeah.
Right there. Phillip.
Right there in Evanston.
Yeah, that's their home.
Yeah.
I'm told they grew up, they're grown.
And the church was right there in the yard almost.
Uh-huh. But now you see, that was a Zion church, A-M-E, Zion.
Yeah.
Now, didn't none of them belong to that church. All their membership was over here to this church.
Yeah.
That was Sawyer's church, his children's church. All of them, church. Now, this year, Zion Church up there, that was Boots's church, her brother John, and her mother, and Bunnett's grandmother, and others, they remember that church. But it went down.
Yeah.
They had a nice bell there. Somebody tried to buy. They said it was they didn't want to sell it. But they took it down. It sat down on that ground, I don't know how long. First thing you know, there wasn't no bell there. And nobody knows where the bell went.
Yeah.
And why it went.
Yeah.
Mr. Lewis asked me one day, said, well, David, who got the bell from the church? I said, I don't know, my daughter's still sitting there. She said, no. Said, somebody got it. So I asked sister. I said, sister, who bought the bell? She said, nobody's I know. Said that bell went away from there one night. I said, well, no man didn't load it. I said, somebody got it in a truck.
Yeah.
But they don't know who got it, and they don't know where it went. Well, see, they wasn't using it. They should have sold it.
Yeah. Well, they could back up to it with one of them records.
Sure.
Them records will pick up a car. They'll pick up a bell.
Pick up a bell.
And away they go.
Well, I know no one man or two didn't pick it up. What a bell was just big. Just sitting down there on the ground.
Well, now, at that time, he wasn't living across the railroad. He was right there by the station.
Who did?
Sawyer. Philip Sawyer.
Who? Who are you talking about? Sawyer?
Yeah.
Oh, Sawyer was living down there in his house.
Well, that's right. It was right there by the railroad station.
Yeah. Right there by the railroad station.
And there's a store on that side.
There's a store down there.
Somewhere over there.
Where store you live? Wasn't no store around there, Mr. Martin.
Well, now, the man that built this house had a store on that side of the railroad.
Not way up there, as I know so. You know, the only store I know anything about being by the railroad was up here by this junction that come across the railroad there. You know, come out from Toes Making No Print right down the corner of the road, it used to be a store there.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm. And that's the only store I know around here by the railroad.
In your recollection, there never was a store.
Never was a store.
On that side?
Down that side.
Yeah.
And I've been in out there since 24. I was there when you could see the Sawyer place before you got to it. As long as Philip lived, he kept it up. He kept it open.
How far back is it from the railroad?
About as far as from here to the truck.
Oh, is that all? Well, it's right there in sight of the...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know, if it was cleaned out back there where you could see, it'd be a nice place back there.
Maybe a little farther.
But, Lord, you can't hardly see it. Can't hardly see nothing. The ground, the house, and nothing back there. Can you, Miss Ma?
No. And it's a big house.
You don't hardly know where the yard is.
Just grow it up. And that was Burnett's church.
Yes, that was his church. Where is he?
Has he gone on his trip?
Well, I'm asking you now. I don't see him.
I don't see him either.
I don't miss him. Oh, wait. He said he was going. I asked him, I said, well, Burnett, where are you going? Where you think you're going to take the trip? Oh, no place special. Just going out west. I'm going to Miami first. And then when I leave there, I don't know where I'll go. I said, well, go and enjoy yourself. Oh, yes, I've got my money and I've got my clothes. I've got nothing to do but throw them in and go, so I really can't drive.
Has he got anything to throw them in?
He got him a car.
Them old cars that burn out won't get to California.
Well, he told me this his old car got burned up, and I bought this one. I was in it riding with it. And I bought this one, paid for it. Ain't nobody give me a nickel on it. This he got now, Mr. Miles, a red one.
Oh.
He got a red car.
Now, you haven't been in it.
Me? Yeah, I've been in it. In his red car. I've been in it. I've been the other day. That's when he was telling me what he's going to do.
Why, it's a new red car. It's a nice red car.
It's a nice one. Nice looking. I don't know how good it is inside, but it looks nice outside, and it rides good. I think he done swapped his tractor or something. He got a bigger one now.
Oh, man.
Got him a trailer.
Got him a trailer?
Yes, ma'am. He pulls his trailer with his tractor.
Yeah. Well, he could put it on that car if he had a hitch.
I found the thought of it. I'd asked Pedro had he gone. He was by the house yesterday. Of course, he didn't stop.
I saw Pedro, and he waved, and I thought, well, I wish you'd stop. I wish after they'd gone by, I'd wave them down a minute.
Uh-huh.
Him and the other boy.
Who?
Pedro? Yeah.
Uh-huh. Well, you know that the younger boy appointed, you know, he can do with that tractor and them things just what Pedro do. When it told me that day I was went to the store with him, he said, I think he told me that boy was 16 years old. He said he can drive a tractor good as I can. I said, he sure can drive a car. He said he made himself $40 last week. Brought his bit home and give it to me. And said, I told him, said, that's your money. You made it. You take care of it. So he told me, said, I don't want it. Oh, say, you keep it from me. So I don't want but $10. He gave him $10. He said, he ain't said nothing else about the rest. Just hear him when he get ready for it. I'll hand it over to him. I said, yeah, that's just like you, Bunny. He said, I don't want nobody to get him nothing. Work for what he gets.
Yeah.
I want my children to do it, too.
Yeah.
So I don't know where Bunny is. I don't know where he's going or where he is.
Well, how did you? I'll tell you what. I go, the first time I go by there, I'll just stop and find out when I see Pedro. I had been wanting to see Burnett about some business.
Wanted to see
him. I kept putting it off. Now, I put it off too long, haven't I? More
than likely. Well, I don't know when you see him.
Now, how did you catch run into Burnett and get a ride with him?
When?
The other day?
Well, I was on the road walking, and he stopped and picked me up.
Oh.
That's the way I run into him.
Yeah.
I didn't run into him. He run into me.
Yeah. Well, did you get a ride back?
Let me see. I don't think I did. I think I was walking back and looked like Mr. Myers picked me up that day.
Oh.
Well, if she didn't, I walked on back home.
Yeah. I never saw J.R. eat.
She ain't never seen him eat.
Suzanne. And Miss Betsy never tells me anything. But Miss Daisy, nobody was there, and he ate. She fixed his food for him one night.
No, you see, Miss Bess's gas give out.
Oh, her gas give out.
That's the way it was. So she told him to go over there and ask me to fix it.
Yeah.
That's the way it got there. And I fixed it. I fixed what it brought.
And I give Suzanne this little idea. It wouldn't sound the same way.
He had a can of peas. And a can of corned beef.
Corned beef.
Mm-hmm.
Now that.
Yeah.
That's a lot in a can.
A long, big can.
What, a big can?
Yeah. Corned beef and a loaf of bread and 2 cartons of lemonade. I fixed it and put it on the table. I said, Jay, I said, you can eat now. Yes, ma'am. He went on eat. The table, and I went on out there on the porch. I stood out there on the porch. When he got through, it was nothing left there but 2 or 3 slices of bread. He eat up all when I went in there, and you know the peas have a little juice on them.
Mm-hmm.
Would you hear that?
No.
And he turned the bowl up and drank the juice out of it. All of
it.
He took him a piece of bread, and you know the little juice, the beef leaves, just a little something. And he sopped it out just as clean as that cup. Drank up all that stuff. And he got up and he thanked me. And I said, you're welcome, J.R. But my goodness, it's just too much for anybody eat. One time, every bit I saw, I told Bessie. I said, you know, JR had a can of beans, a can of beef, a can of peas, a loaf of bread, and 2 cartons of lemonade. I said, Bessie, you know, he didn't drink up every bit of it, but a little bread. I said, did he bring the bread back over here? She said, no, said he carried it with him. She said, he do that all the time, Miss Daisy. He don't leave nothing. But my goodness, I don't see how you eat so much meat and bread and peas and everything. But he's done it.
Well, I went down there to tell Miss Daisy. We were talking about some of that timber had grown up there in front of her, and she's having a little trouble seeing horses.
Yeah, I've seen that.
And I went down there to tell her not to put the lumberman in there. And J.R. was sitting there in her chair. And he filled it. And he was solid and just thick.
Mm-hmm.
Why, Lord, he's a man, Miss Daisy.
Todd Bunny. Oh. That out of jail.
Yeah.
He's big from his head down. So he's big.
Yes, that chair was full.
Biggest arms and fists and
yeah.
He's strong too, Mr. Martha. He's big and strong.
Well, there ain't anybody even close to him in this whole neighborhood, is there? Now, James used to be pretty strong, but he nothing like that, is he?
Who? Talking about my James? Yeah, mostly. It's about two of a kind. It ain't much different than them.
Yeah.
Both of them too big.
But now they are solid.
Yes, sir. He's solid.
He's solid bone and muscle.
Ooh, takes a lot to fill him.
He do. You know, he used to come when I lived over yonder and help my boy. So the wood. You see, they cut down lots of trees back there below that old house back there in the past. He come over there and hit my boy. So wood. My boy bring him there. He come there one morning. He come early. So I fixed his breakfast. I was fixing my boy's breakfast and I went in to give him some. I was milking then. Well, they eat. Jay said, let's go, JR. All right, Jay. All right. Well, down there, and they waited about 9 o'clock. Jay sent him back at some wall. Come back at some wall. Well, he wanted some milk. I'm glad to get him the milk. He drank it. And I know that Daisy, you got and biscuits. If you can, I get him the biscuit. I just set him there on the table and get him to put the butter there. Have some syrup. And I think it was 7 or 8 biscuits. He them every one. He didn't leave a one. Got up. You know, I didn't show him nothing else. I wasn't studying because I hadn't been long getting his breakfast.
This is about 9 o'clock.
About 9 o'clock. All right. He got the water and he went on back to the blue. Then about 12 o'clock, a little bit before 12, they knocked off. Come to the house. The dinner fixed the dinner. I had beans and peas and some white potatoes and bread. And had some biscuits and just some butter there. I don't know what else I had. What pennies I put on them. I said, Jay, your dinner ready. I said, y'all can eat. He said, Mama, I ain't hungry. I ain't been that long eating. I said, well, you better eat now. I said, cause I'm finishing up for the day. I'm going to do my work this evening. So Jay, come on in. Sit down. Jay, what you want? Anything, Jay. Come on in. I said, Jay, I said, Buddy always fixes his plate. You see, when they call itself having vacation over here, I'd cook for Buddy in there. Whoever was happening, they'd eat to my house. Jay gave him two plates full. Then he wanted more. Jay gave him another plate full. Jay didn't put as much on that third plate as he did that second one. Jay said to him, now when you eat this, you go. You get up and go. Yeah, milk. Oh, I told Jay. I said, don't bring him here no more. You hear? I said, don't bring him here no more. To do not, I said, because I'm not going to feed him. My goodness, he eat more than a mule. I said, I'm not going to feed him no more. I said, if you can't get the wood cut by yourself, don't bring Jay off here. And he brought him back. All right. But it would have him here. I said, well, now, but I'll cook it. I said, but I'm not going to feed Jay or I'm not going to watch him eat it. I said, you have to feed him.
Don't even
want to
watch him.
No, ma'am. I don't want nothing to do with nobody eat that much. So, Buddy, he would fix his plate. Buddy gave him what he wanted to have. He had, I had some tall glasses like that. I said, Buddy, you don't need to pour his milk in a glass. I said, get a quart jar. I said, look at him and say, and get a quart jar and fill it up and set it down. Buddy done. He drank it up, Miss Miles, and, you know, Buddy, give me some more milk. Can Buddy say, you ain't gonna get another damn drop. I said, that's all you're gonna get. And he said, when you get that out your plate, you get up and get out. You ain't gonna get nothing else to eat, ain't gonna get nothing else to drink. Got to get a drink of water. And Buddy wouldn't give him no more. No, sir. Buddy gave him what he wanted to have, or what he think he ought to have. Miss Steffi, she just is kind. Of course, she.
Here's the end of Channel 2 Right and a continuation of the visit with Miss Daisy this Thursday morning, the 8th of July 1971. Suzanne came in about the middle. Channel 2 Right, the end of Channel 2 Right, and a continuation of the visit with Miss Daisy this Thursday morning, the 8th of July 1971. Channel and Suzanne came in about the middle. This is Channel, the end of Channel 2 Right on the Big Machine, and continuation of the visit with Miss Daisy this Thursday morning, the 8th of July, 1971.